My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am really pleased, first of all, to welcome you to hour number 2 of the program. I hope that you enjoyed that first hour. That was an older interview with a pastor friend of mine who was hunkered down just outside of Kyiv, who was born in Russia, whose mother actually didn't even believe that Russia had invaded Ukraine until he showed her video, wouldn't believe her own son. And he actually watched the Russians take uniforms off of their enemies and put Russian uniforms on those dead soldiers and then take pictures in order to propagandize their people. And that, as a young man, was what convinced him that he was being lied to on every level. And as a former Cold War Russian linguist and veteran, I can tell you the disinformation is just you can't even believe. And we're watching it with the CCP. And it's part of the Marxist plan, which is what I want to talk about with my next guest. And I'm very excited to welcome him to the program. You may be familiar with him. He and his wife were directly assaulted by a mob back in 2020. And that mob and all of the events surrounding that changed everything for he and his wife. And he is now a strong advocate against this subcurrent of Marxism. And I want to welcome to the program attorney Mark McCloskey. Mark, welcome. Thanks, it's great to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why don't we start with that real quick? Give us a little bit of a background of where you guys were. I mean, on that day, before you came out, before you were confronted by that mob, what was your mindset about the topic we're going to talk about today?
Well, you know, one of the things is that people may not know is I started campaigning against international communist expansionism back in 1977 with Robert Mugabe's takeover of Rhodesia.
Okay.
And, for example, Colonel Oliver North and I have been friends for over 30 years since the Iran-Contra deal. And we have had fundraisers at the House for his criminal defense fund. And then when he was running for Senate in Virginia in the 90s, we did more fundraisers for him. So we've been kind of active in the background and the anti-communist movement my whole life. My dad was a member of the John Birch Society, for example. Right. And so I came by it naturally. But, you know, in St. Louis, after the George Floyd event, for that entire month of June, on the night of June 1st and 2nd of 2020, downtown St. Louis burned. They destroyed building after building. They shot four police officers and killed retired police captain David Dorn. And in the ensuing month, more and more of the businesses in the neighborhood where I live and work, my law firm's right down the street from my house, more and more of the businesses are broken into and boarded up. More and more people are getting shot. And this Antifa organization in St. Louis called Expect Us, which is headed by now Congresswoman Cori Bush and a member of our local Board of Aldermen, Rasheen Aldridge, put out a flyer saying they're going to have a mob action in our neighborhood on Friday, June the 26th. Well, so knowing that they like to burn things and knowing that there are things in this house, including us, that we didn't feel like getting burned, we put out some fire extinguishers. And because we knew they liked to shoot people, we staged some guns around the house. That Friday came and went, and nothing happened. So we kind of dodged the bullet literally and figuratively.
Sure.
So we went up to our farm and did some work over the weekend. Sunday evening, our daughter, who was 31 at the time, came in from Chicago to have dinner with us. And to make a long story short, we started hearing the mob form down the street. And my wife and I had made a personal decision that if Antifa came our direction, we weren't going to take it like the rest of the country. We weren't going to take it sitting down. We're going to defend ourselves, defend our home, defend our family. And so I staged guns around the house. But then the mob just totally fills the street. We're in a private neighborhood with a wall and a 132-year-old gate between us and the rest of St. Louis. And all of a sudden, that six-lane wide road fills with screaming mobsters, screaming all the same stupid chants, whose streets, our streets, no justice, no peace, no racist police. And my favorite one, because it was being chanted by Cori Bush, was, you can't stop the revolution. And ladies and gentlemen, she is a overt communist. She really is. Yeah. But right then, I'm looking over at my wife and I'm saying, Patty, if I sure hope they don't come this direction. Right then, the gate bursts open. They start filing in. Well, I stood out in the corner of the porch and I said the two most racist white supremacist words known in the English language. I said, private property. And that being communist, that pissed them off, right?
Right.
And so they start pouring in more and more and more. But I stand out there. I reached around the corner and grabbed my AR-15. And I stood out on the porch and I was as polite as I could be under the circumstances. I said one swear word. And the rest of the time I was just saying, you know, private property, go back. And I'm standing up on the porch and I've got a hedge and a low wall and about 30 feet of grass between me and the mob. Then I see Patty, who went in to call the police, call 911, to, of course, no avail. She shows up in the grass in front of me, waving that little Breico pistol over her head,
which
she didn't have a gun in her hand before, and she didn't know how it worked, even if it did work, right?
Right.
But now I've got a problem because she's between me and the mob, so I don't have a clean line of fire.
Right.
So then right. I come down in the front yard, and that's when you start seeing those famous pictures. But, you know, two of us, against a mob of 350 to 500. Some of them wearing body armor, some of them carrying weapons. But that's the value of the Second Amendment. I mean, yes. These rights are granted to us by God to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families. They work. There's two of us without firing.
Let's go back to what you were saying about, your engagement relative to pushing back against Marxism and communism. One of the things that their tactics are is to change narratives, to insert words, to try to create a picture out of a picture that is almost accurate, but distorted enough to create a different narrative, if you will. Talk to me about how they managed to accomplish that with you and your wife.
We call it Clintonisms, right? Mm-hmm. Because Bill Clinton perfected the art of absolutely lying to you without saying anything that's technically wrong. And he was a master at that.
Oh, yes. But
what they did, here we have 350 to 500 people break into a private neighborhood, pass three no trespassing signs, shout death threats, arson, I'm going to rape and murder your wife, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to burn down your house, you've got a business, your business is gone, even threatened to kill our dog. And yet the media reported that as peaceful social justice warriors walking by our house on the way to the mayor's house, right? Well, the mayor doesn't live on our street. The mayor, the then mayor, Lida Krusen, doesn't live in a private neighborhood. She lives on a public street two blocks north and a half a mile west of my house. And by the way, the mob had been there regularly to protest and try to set her house on fire. And so they knew exactly where she lived. And this was, by the way, their flyer said, we're going to be loud. They think this is a game. Plus, we have a surprise. Well, the surprise was us. I mean, there were people on my front porch calling me out by my first name. So they knew who I was, and they knew where they were going. All right.
Mark, you're saying that you believe that to a degree you were one of their targets on that particular day.
I have no doubt about it. I'm the only outspoken conservative constitutionalist in the neighborhood. I live in a festering hole of knee-jerk liberalism and extreme leftists. One of our neighbors wasn't here at the time, bought a house since then, is a director of trans studies at Washington University. Oh, really? I mean, that's the kind of a neighborhood we live in. And so I am a pariah in the neighborhood because I won't back down, and I always stand up for individual liberty and for the Constitution. And, we on the 4th of July, our house is the only one that has an American flag hanging out in front of it.
And based on your experience, you had an experience that's very similar, to the young man in Wisconsin, right? Who, who was just smeared, to the other young man that was, at the pro-life event that was attacked by the Hebrew Israelites and the old man Indian activist. So talk to me about how you would advise, because a lot of people are afraid to come forward and speak now because of doxing, because their names are going to be smeared, because there's going to be narratives that are going to be created about them that are absolutely non-existent, but they'll be labeled that way anyway. Talk to me about how you would advise someone, and as counsel, how do you advise somebody to battle that kind of onslaught and still raise your voice and stand on the Constitution?
Well, it takes courage, and it takes a willingness to put the Constitution, put our republic, put our system, put our culture ahead of what all the forces of evil, and they're genuinely evil, that are seeking to destroy us. You can't let them hold the narrative. When they use a phrase, gender affirming care, mutilating children is not gender affirming, and it's not care. Okay, when they talk about peaceful social justice warriors, they're murderers, they're thieves, they're thugs, they're communists, and they want to destroy our way of life. You can't negotiate with them, and you can't bargain with them, because they take negotiation and bargaining as a sign of weakness. They only take, and they never give. I said this the next day. That first attack on our house was June the 28th. Next morning, I was on being interviewed. I said, look, if I'd been the managing partner of the biggest law firm in St. Louis. This morning, I'd have to go on the apology tour. I have to apologize for being born. I have to apologize for being white. I have to apologize for being successful. And I'd still get fired, and I'd still never have another mainstream job. And the only reason we're able to stand up is that we don't owe anybody anything. We work for ourselves. But nobody can intimidate us. And that's what everybody needs to do. They need to be willing to say, if we're going to save this country, if we're going to save this republic, everybody has to realize that this is a war right now. We're in a civil war right now. We're in a war for our culture, a war for our religion, a war for everything that has made this country the greatest nation on earth. They're fighting it actively, and most of us are sitting back and pretending it's not happening. We have to take up that torch and light the path back to a free republic.
So you're of the opinion that war's already been declared, and we're already in a civil war. There's been some violence on the street, but really, for the most part, it seems as though it's a war of narratives and propaganda.
It's a war of intimidation. It's a war of keeping people, making people so afraid. Well, let me do this way. One thing that your listeners probably don't know of is that June 28th was the first of two assaults in our house, and not the most significant one. We got a tip the next Tuesday from a African-American client of ours who was a close friend of ours, but she'd become a brainwashed member of this Antifa organization. And she told us that what we did was inexcusable and that we had to die and that they were coming back on Friday, July the 3rd, specifically to kill us and burn down the house. And now, so we started to try to hire secondary employment cops to help us with security. None of the guys we normally hired wanted to do it because of the fear of bad press. We were referred to an entity down in Farmington, Missouri, about 40 miles from where I am right now, who do high-tech security all over the world, a bunch of special forces guys. Well, they'd gotten some bad press over the Ferguson riots, and they refused to do it. So I said to the owner, I said, what the heck am I supposed to do?
Right.
And he said, if I were you, I'd just take whatever I can't live without, put it in the vehicles, and abandon the house. I said, no effing way in heck we're going to do that.
Right.
We'll go down to the ship if we have to, but we're not abandoning the house to the mob. Well, earlier in the week, I'd gotten a call from the White House. And the gentleman said, the president wants to express his support. And if there's ever anything we can do for you, let us know.
Wow.
Well, all else failed, I called that number back up. And I said, now's a pretty thinking good time, okay? So he gave me a Mark Meadows cell phone number.
Okay.
And I talked to Mark Meadows. And then the next phone call I made was to Tucker Carlson. And Tucker put us live on the air and said, I'm talking to Mark McCloskey. I can hear Mrs. McCloskey sobbing in the background. If we don't do something, they're going to be killed tomorrow. The city police have been ordered to stand down. The state's not going to provide them any cover. And we have to do something. Well, to make a long story short, as I always say, by the time the mob hit the gate that next day on the 3rd of July, 2020, now numbering 1,000, we had 6 ex-Navy SEALs. We had 10 secondary employment police officers. We had the FBI light aircraft circling the top of the house. We had FBI snipers. We had what we used to call in the Reagan administration, peace through superior firepower. And once again, we held them off all night long. We got it all clear about 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
But, you know, you shouldn't have to have the phone number of the chief of staff of the president.
But Mark, let's also make clear that in that situation, you also had no news coverage.
Oh, it was counter-narrative. It's hard to call them peaceful social justice warriors when they're coming there to kill me, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When their declaration is we're going to burn your house down and we're going to murder you, it's hard to spin that narrative. They spin a lot of them. I mean, remember we had the reporter that was standing in front of buildings on fire saying, "Oh, all I see down here is a peaceful protest." Look behind you. I mean, give me a break.
Well, there's no desire, to be honest. I mean, we were talking about your friend in Ukraine. I mean, our government lies to us just as much as the Russian government lies to their people and hides the facts as much as the Soviet Union used to, as much as the CCP does now. And everything that we're told by the mainstream media is a contrived lie to control thought and to control the course of the government.
I think the thing that I try to get my audience to understand is that what we're seeing has been a takeover of what was our government. I don't even refer to them as our government because they're really not. They're not, according to our Constitution, they're not our government. They've realigned things. It's the same thing with the argument for the Second Amendment. I was talking about this yesterday. Look, the reason why the guy at the top of the food chain is the one that is armed. in order to protect everyone else below him. The government is nothing but a shell that is created by the people to defend the rights of the people. That's it. That's its whole purpose. And if it ceases to do that, then it's really non-existent.
Well, you know, I call, for example, the COVID-19 lockdowns the final exam on American freedom.
Mm.
I always figure that since the Patriot Act, I figured that at some time FEMA would declare some kind of faux emergency and declare martial law and lock us all down and lock us in our houses and tell us we couldn't go to work, we couldn't go to church, and we couldn't go to school. But I figured they'd have to put a gun to our heads to make us comply. But then 3 years ago last March, the government just said, do it. And everybody just laid down and died voluntarily.
And they didn't even have to declare martial law, Mark, by the way. No, you should, no, that should be added. They didn't even have to declare martial law to get people to comply. And you had pastors telling people. I remember watching a situation with a friend of mine where a Catholic bishop came out of the church and told her, go home.
The church stayed open. I'm a Catholic. The church stayed open during the Black Plague. Right? A third of the population of Europe dying of plague, and the church stayed open. And even before the first person died of COVID, they closed down the church. It's just people in Missouri were getting arrested for listening to the pastor on the radio in their car as they drive to the parking lot of their church and listen to the sermon in their cars, and they're getting arrested for that. And they voluntarily complied, even if it cost you your life savings, even if it cost you your business, even if it meant you couldn't watch your own parents and grandparents pass away in a nursing home, or watch the birth of your own child if you were a man. And everybody just did it. And you know, what more proof could the powers that be have of how absolutely cowed the American people have become? That was a test to see how much we would take. And the answer was, we'll take everything you give us and not complain. And that's
let me I'm glad you're saying all that. Let me run this by you and see, because I've been also talking about, you know, where did the tests begin? I would suggest that you could go back to Ruby Ridge and the murder of Mark Weaver's wife. That was a test. We failed. I would go back to Waco, irrespective of how you might feel about David Koresh or whatever. But if you really watch the documentary and the true testimonies of the people that survived, which the government, well, the tyrannists, the Janet Renos and the Clintons didn't want anyone to survive because they didn't want any witnesses. But the reality is that all their guns were locked up. Nobody was going to be doing anything to harm anyone. The point is there was a test there. Then you go to the Bundy Ranch and the first BLM exchange that takes place. Then you go to Lavoie Finicum and the murder of Lavoie Finicum. I mean, we have been being tested and failing and failing and failing as we're the frog in the pot.
Yeah, it's just amazing how blind people have become, but we've been being trained to be blind for as long as I've been alive. I'm only 66 years old, but even when I was in grade school, already the propaganda has been going on since before 1917. I mean, the propaganda was old at the time of the Soviet Revolution, and this has been going on, and a version of this has been going on even before Marx and Engels. But, you know, power feeds power. And if your goal is to have only one God, and that God is government, and your goal is to have only one family, and that family is government, then you can't have family and you can't have God. You can't have religion, because it dilutes the power of the central government. And so all these things have been destroyed and diminished throughout our lifetimes. And we're so close to the end right now that it's very near where we've reached a tipping point where we will never recover.
I'm typing in here real quick. I brought this up. This is out of John chapter 11, verse 48. And it says, if we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. Listen to this. This is the Pharisees talking about Jesus Christ. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. I mean, this is the epitome of what you and I are discussing right now, all the way back in the time of Christ, our Savior, walking on the face of the earth.
Yeah, it is because human beings have not changed. And I always say that if you're in a room with two other people, all three of them are trying to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just human nature. And humans are herd animals. like it or not. And everybody finds it easier to have a boss than to take care of themselves. And they take the easy way out. They take the lazy way out. Well, you know, the Lord helps them that helps themselves. And if you want to make this world what it's supposed to be, if you want to walk in the shadow of the Lord, you have to do good. You have to work hard, even if it's not easy. You gotta carry that burden, and civilization is always dragged reluctantly forward by a few brave people. And it's always been that way. And now, unfortunately, too few brave people are standing up to the task.
Well, and you cannot compromise. I've called out Glenn Beck regarding having Dave Rubin, who is a sodomite who believes in abortion, on his network. Those are not conservative values. Those are not conservative values. And you can't stand and claim to be fighting evil when you have something. And look, I don't care. And then I called out Dennis Prager yesterday, who says, well, there's decent people and indecent people, and somehow being a sodomite is a decent person. You can't have those kinds of moral values and then claim decency. The only one who determines decency is God, period. God tells us what decency is, and he tells us what sin is. And if you're walking in sin, then you're not decent.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm to say a wee bit disappointed in my own church would be an understatement, but they let Joe Biden go to Mass. And I can't understand that, right? Oh. Nancy Pelosi as well.
Yep.
That's opening the door to sinners and telling them sin isn't sin.
And look, it's fine sinners are welcome in church, because how else are they going to get saved? But the point is you don't say, oh, you're a sinner. Okay, well, go ahead and sin, and we're going to bless the sin. No,
Yeah. Absolutely
100%, because none of them are going to be standing in line on their way to hell and saying thank you. Not a one of them. Not a one of them. Mark, I know you've got to run. Mark, this has been wonderful. I really hope you'll come back.
I'd love to. I appreciate you having me on, and keep up the good work, and keep up the work of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. I greatly appreciate it. Gretchen Wohlert will be on next. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio and watching Chosen Generation Radio on TECN-TV. We thank you so much for that. We'll be back with more coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clan Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation, because you're helping clean the body. Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is, if there's a nuclear bomb, or there's pollution, or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Here we go. And welcome back, folks, to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for watching us. Remember, you can watch the show program live at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, also on TECNTV.com as well, and across Getter, Clout Hub, and Shadowband, but still available on Facebook. And that's probably because I've told them a couple of times, if you touch my program, you're probably going to get leprosy, so you might not want to do that. And so they leave me alone. I don't know. What do you know? It works. God works. God works. I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. And she has a degree in history. She's authored a book, Born to Fight. She talks about Abraham Lincoln and the season that we are in, and the comparison between President Donald John Trump and the battle that Lincoln fought, and is Donald Trump a type of Abraham Lincoln, and is that the battle we're in? And it's interesting. I just had Mark McCloskey on the program, and he talked about that we are in his estimation, a civil war. The other side has already declared a civil war. Some on the streets, but predominantly in propaganda and in lies and in deception and in taking over institutions, and so, you know, I think a type of Lincoln in light of that is so critical. Gretchen Wohler, good morning and welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. And you mentioned, is Donald Trump a type of Abraham Lincoln? In my book, you will have to contend with the possibility that Abraham Lincoln is a type of Donald Trump as well.
You know, it's interesting. I was in 2016, initially, I was not a Donald Trump supporter. When Mr. Trump won the nomination, I took it upon myself to help educate my audience by bringing on people who had known him for a prolonged period of time, not just people that were stumping for him, but literally people who sat down and had dinner with Fred and Mary and Donald and his brother and spent time with him just to really get into knowing who he was. And then in the fall of that year, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said that he was going to have a personal revival and that it was going to be out of the fruit of the prayers of his mother, Mary. And I shared that with Paula White, and she was like, who told you? And I said, God told me, because she said, that's exactly what happened.
And you know, how many of us are saved by the prayers of our mothers? Mm. And that's not a unique thing. But one thing about the Holy Spirit is God uses people for the times. I believe in our American history, we have been blessed as a nation so incredibly. And right now we are contending with a steep descent into immorality at the hands of the Democrat Party. They have a nation in which they want to go their own way. Abraham Lincoln contended with that same political situation. Of course, it was the entire Southern democracy, right. The Democrat Party, and they wanted to go their own way. When Lincoln was elected, they had no intention of allowing him to stand in their way. By the way, if Abraham Lincoln had not stood up and said, we are not going to have slavery go across the new territories and the entire nation. We're not going to do that. If he had not stood up, the Democrats would have had their way. We would be an entirely different nation now. I believe God used him then. I think God used Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. What was the one thing that he needed? A fighter. The Republican Party needed a fighter like Abraham Lincoln. And Donald Trump, who's the one person who stood up against Hillary's America on a national level said, no, we're not going there.
I think it's interesting, too. We're beginning to see some shifting. One of the areas where I felt as though, and again, I've talked with Peter Navarro and Mark Meadows and a number of others, there was a lot of inside people that were not on Donald Trump's team the first time around. And that played, I think, a huge role in some of the challenges that he faced. I think he's doing some house cleaning now. I'm hoping that he's going to do more house cleaning. I found it interesting. Now the name is not coming to me, but he's a major Republican donor. He was the founder of PayPal, who also happens to be an open homosexual. His partner committed suicide, which I'm very sad for, and I prayed for him on air. But he has said that he's not going to be donating any funds this round, this time around in the primary, which I think, honestly, is a good thing, Gretchen. I think it's a good thing. Because that particular issue, as you said, that sexual perversion is probably, to my mind, it's at the root of the erosion of America's moral foundation.
You know, one thing about Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump is they learned as they went through their presidencies. Abraham Lincoln, who was his general whom he gave way too much time to, McClellan, he realized that, you know, we don't know if it was because he was a Democrat or the entire situation of such a horrific war against our own countrymen, but he learned, gave him a lot of time to prove himself, finally realized that McClellan was not on the same page. He was not going to destroy the armies, which Lincoln knew. Donald Trump has that same issue. He gives the benefit of the doubt, but he learns as he goes. One thing about both leaders and both presidents, they learn when they need to know it, and they shift. And Donald Trump, I have no doubt, will not make those same mistakes. But there will be other mistakes. I just pray that we are able to receive God's grace again and have him stand up against the nation that the Democrats want. And they can no longer secede. So they are, you know, going to have their way one way or the other. I have no doubt about that. We are moving into, well, we're in unprecedented times.
No doubt.
However, the similarities with the Civil War, it's the it
It's ideological and it's moral. I think that's the point that you're making, and I agree with you 1,000%. This is an ideological and moral issue, and I think the thing that we have to realize on from our position too is we have to realize the power of the finished work of the cross. The church doesn't talk about sin, so therefore it doesn't talk about that Christ Jesus said it is finished. It is finished. The Lord gave me a sermon that I've been sharing and preaching. The greatest lie we believe is I'm a sinner saved by grace. Well, if you're still a sinner, then that's your ticket out, right? That's your, well, I can still, and what did Paul say? Grace is not a license to sin. But more importantly, we've been set free. And we're not telling people how they can walk in that freedom.
Exactly. And that's the entire issue with our salvation is assured. Jesus gave his life on the cross, and that was the sacrifice that allows us to accept him as our personal savior. We know that we can be saved. However, there's ordinary life. We want to take as many people to heaven as we can.
Amen.
And spread the word. And in a nation such as America, one thing that I know about God is he valued nations. You know, he gave us life in the beginning. And what's the second thing he gave us as human beings? He gave us freedom, that freedom to choose good and evil. And Jesus made the sacrifice. We can be saved. There's one way to it. However, wanting to fight against evil as Christians, as people, we can look in history where the church just said, oh, let's just let this blow over. Either let's look at Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. You know, what failed in the church there? They said, well, he's just fly by night. We're just going to let it pass. And they did not. If you did fight, then they used every means they could to destroy. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, those who stood up openly, yeah. We're
persecuted. Well, a great film that hits on that. Peter Spencer did a great movie predicated on the testimony of one of the youth that was working at a Corrie Ten Boom's home, and it's called Return to the Hiding Place. And they talk about how they went to the church in Holland, and they pleaded with the leadership of the church in Holland as train boxcars of Jews screaming and crying are going by in the background, and you could literally hear the screams of those people as the leadership of the church in Holland is telling these young people, no, we will not get involved.
Right, and that's similar to America today. Yeah. We have a political party who can no longer be called liberal or democratic or anything moral. The Democrats today are simply that venue for taking America onto the destruction. We know that nations fall because of the corruption and immorality, and they want us to go that way. Just as in the Civil War,
right?
Lincoln stood up and fought, and just as in churches who and those people who were underground in Nazi Germany continuing to fight. Do we sit down and allow these corrupt forces to take the America that we want to continue, that constitutionally free, under God, flag-waving patriotism? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And right now we are battling with that half of the nation that wants something completely different.
Yeah.
Very similar to what Abraham Lincoln had. The Southern Democrats were fighting for their liberty, they believed was in the Constitution, to own slaves, which is as hypocritical as those today saying we are the party of women's empowerment and allowing men to play in women's sports. It's completely absurd, and they will become more absurd. And I have no doubt in their battling Donald Trump, who is the one person who just won't shut up about this, he will give his life for his nation in the same way that Abraham Lincoln did.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. I think about, you know, the picture of Donald Trump going marching from the White House, Bible in hand, to a burned down, to a burnt church. And the absolute ridiculous statements made by the media, you know, calling him some kind of supremacist and trying to destroy, you know, patriarchy, all of this misogynism and all of those kinds of things. When you have the president of our country bearing the book that holds the truths upon which this nation was founded, carrying those truths from the White House government to the church, God, who is the one who gives us those rights, those freedoms, those liberties, and suddenly that is supposedly a bad thing. You're right. It's absolutely upside down. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the things we're going to find and that folks can look for in the book that you've written. So give us just a minute. We're going to take this quick break. Gretchen Wohlert. The website is Gretchen Wohlert, WOLLERT.com. GretchenWohlert.com. And we'll be back with more with Gretchen coming up right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Back with more coming up right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hey, folks, this is why I love doing this program. Been doing it 11 years now. Absolutely love it. And that's because I get to meet great people like my current guest, Gretchen. And we just get caught up in conversations. Probably need to put a camera on and a mic on during the breaks as well. But, you know, we were talking about, and this is really this parlays well, so to speak, into your book, because that's where you're talking about these comparisons and what Lincoln was facing, what Donald John Trump is facing, and how these two men addressed these issues. Talk to me about some of the things that people might be surprised about as they look at the comparisons between them.
Well, one thing that we were talking about during the break, and I was about to say, Abraham Lincoln, he could ridicule with the best of them. I think we believe a myth in Lincoln. A lot of things were covered up. In fact, his son Robert burned a lot of his personal papers after he died, because his son Robert, the only one who survived to adulthood, didn't want the world to know a lot of the personal side of Lincoln, because it was cringeworthy at times. But the skinning of Thomas, and you can look it up in history, Abraham Lincoln, and it was early in his political career, but Abraham Lincoln ridiculed physically, mimicked and mocked a political opponent and made him cry. And it just, you know, Lincoln, in the book, I revealed the men behind the myths. Abraham Lincoln is seen as humble and stately, and there's a real man under there. And a lot of it is very similar to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has a facade that is boisterous and bigger than life, but there's a real man with virtuous qualities underneath that incredibly arrogant facade.
Yeah,
Abraham Lincoln brashness. Was arrogant.
It's and you know, at the heart of this becomes, again, for me, it's, you know, who's he going to have around him, and then the preparation, because he's going to have 4 years, provided that he's able to win in the primary and then win in the general election, and we're able to have an election where, you know, where the right votes are counted, so to speak. But then he's got 4 years and the preparation, because we saw and we've seen how quickly they unraveled all of the good that he did do in the time that he was there before. We've got to be prepared that 4 years from the time that he takes office, we need someone who is going to not be a George H.W. Bush.
Exactly. I think Donald Trump coming onto the stage, he is the leader of the Republican Party. One thing that I am absolutely certain about is the number one issue in 2024 will be election integrity. If Donald Trump cannot get elected, we will never have another legitimate Republican president. You can take that to the bank. How quickly the Democrats unraveled everything that Donald Trump did. And he did great things. Yeah. The judiciary, the economy, deregulation, trade deals, all of those good things that he did. And I pray for respite from all of this that the Democrats are wanting to do. They are doing it. And yeah, he needs to get through the primary. I'm really disappointed in DeSantis. First of all, he's done great things in Florida. I like Ron DeSantis, but he needs to stay in Florida. I think Florida wants him to be the governor for the full 4 years or whatever he can do in Florida. One thing that Florida is now a red state is because Ron DeSantis had election police. Again, election integrity makes all the difference, and it will in this next election. Donald Trump will be who he is. It's predictable. He will win the primary. All of them will fall like dominoes, like in 2016, you know, but I think they're all wanting to get a head start. They're hoping that somebody else will take Donald Trump down and then they'll be able to emerge. Chris Christie, I'm not sure what is in his mind, but they will all fall to Donald Trump. In that general election, we'll see what the Democrats bring up. But it is no longer free and fair elections. We know that based on 2020 and the 2022 midterms.
There was a book. I was trying to find it. I apologize. That's what I was looking for on my bookshelf. But it had the, you know, the 100 things that Donald Trump did in his presidency, you know, that just made such a difference relative to America's rise back to its place of prominence. And folks, this is why on the international stage, America is so critical, because you have to have good to counterbalance evil. And I understand a lot of this history and a lot of and part of this is the Soviet and the CCP, but the communist disinformation to suggest that America is evil. Part of this is the CRT and all of that to try to paint a picture that America's 200 plus years has all been evil, has all been wicked. America's always been a bad influence on the world. It's a lie. It's a lie. Are there bad elements? Yes. Can you extrapolate stories out of those things? You can. But the reality is, in truth, our true history is that we were founded as a Christian nation. And when America is moral, as John Adams said, when America is moral and America is good, then the world is a better place.
And one thing about history is we look back on it you know, Ben Franklin talking about freedom is impossible unless it is that there is virtue in government. Yep. You cannot have a democracy that continues to be good without that religious moral element. And it's Abraham Lincoln in describing the Civil War. It was basically a moral fight. He said, "You believe slavery is right and ought to be extended. We believe it is wrong and needs to be contained." And that's exactly what we are today. The one thing the liberal left wants to do is they want to destroy Christians, destroy everything about history and hide it and censor it. Because if you can hide it, you can change it. And that's one thing Republicans have been terrible at doing, is counteracting the labeling that Democrats have been so good at. Abortion, it's not health care. It's the murder of a child. And Republicans have to stand up. Donald Trump has shown the world and Americans the same thing Abraham Lincoln showed America at the time, that you can stand up and fight these forces, and that you have to stand up and fight these forces if you want to get that America, the good America back.
No doubt.
You know,
we're at the top of the hour. Gretchen, thank you so much for being with me today. GretchenWohlert.com. And be sure you can pick up her book, Born to Fight Lincoln and Trump. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Ivan Raiklin will be back. We're going to talk about the Intel community coming up right after this here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.